A new study from a polling site and the U.S. Census Bureau has confirmed what state Democrats say they already know, that despite increased talk about education in the state, funding is dwindling. The study from the polling site 538 shows Utah saw some of the deepest cuts to per pupil spending in the nation during the recession. Around the nation, state funding for schools has struggled to keep up with a reduction in the federal government aid that was extended to states during the recession. Utah Democratic Party Chair Peter Caroon says the reduction to state funding began before the financial crisis.
I think the study exposes some of the lies that we've heard about education being the number one priority.
Per pupil spending in Utah is the lowest in the nation. Spending per pupil is $6,200 per year, $13,000 less than the highest spending states.
Utah continues to fall behind the rest of the nation, and in order to have a strong economy, in order to have families that can do well in our state, we need to have a strong education system.
Caroon says he hopes Utah lawmakers reprioritize education spending, calling Governor Herbert's education plan a lot of talk, but not a lot of action. Utah spends over $21,000 more per year per person on inmates in the prison and jail system than it spends on pupils. Caroon calls these numbers backwards.
One of the things you'll see in the jail and prison system is that most of those people do not have even a high school education. So education is critical to not only our economy, but also to curing a lot of the social ills that we have in the state.
According to new numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, 2012 public education revenue across the nation decreased for the first time since 1977.